Academic Listening Encounters, The Natural World, Listening, Note Taking, and Discussion, by Yoneko Kanaoka, Series Editor Bernard Seal, published by Cambridge University Press. This audio program contains the listening material for the Academic Listening Encounters, The Natural World Students Book. This recording is copyright. CD 1, Chapter 1, The Physical Earth, Page 3, Listening to Directions, Step 2. When you hear the word pause, stop the recording and follow the instructions.
Look at the diagram in your book. It shows some of the planets in our solar system. All of the planets in our solar system move around the sun. Find the sun in the diagram. Color the sun yellow. Pause. The two planets closest to the sun are Mercury and Venus. Because they are so close to the sun, these planets are very hot. Earth is the third planet from the sun. Find the place for Earth in your picture and draw a circle. Label the circle Earth. E-A-R-T-H. Earth is often called the blue planet because there is so much water on its surface. Color the Earth blue in your picture. Pause. The next planet after Earth is Mars. Mars is smaller than Earth, so draw a small circle on your picture. Label the circle Mars. M-A-R-S. Mars is sometimes called the red planet because its surface is covered with rocks and soil that are reddish-orange. Color Mars red in your picture. Pause. The fifth planet from the sun is Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, so draw a big circle for Jupiter. Label the circle Jupiter. J-U-P-I-T-E-R. Pause. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are all gas planets. These planets are all very cold because they are far away from the sun. All four of these planets have rings, or circular bands of matter that move around the planet. Saturn's rings are very broad and bright, so bright that they can be seen from Earth. In your picture, draw rings around the four gas planets. Draw thin rings around Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune. Draw a thick ring around Saturn. Pause.
This concludes the task.